After my mother died in 2005, I came across three poems that she had written that I never knew about. And I was so blessed to have that bit of her with me that I thought, you know, I have a whole file cabinet full of poems I've written and I've never done anything with them. So I mostly wanted to do it for my family.
You've been just writing over the years and
yes.
Putting them away and keeping
yes.
them.
A lot of them I wrote because of our coming to Petersburg and what life is like here, but also wrote a lot for my students to demonstrate some writing ideas and just themes that would come up.
And what's the process for you? Is it instant? Does it just pop into your mind, or is it a struggle to make it come out right?
It's some of both. Yeah. The ideas usually just pop into my mind, and maybe some phrases or rhythms, rhymes, and then they just sort of stay with me. And a lot of times they'll work out when I'm swimming or walking.
Okay.
You know, and then when I get to the point where I think, ooh, yeah, that might be a poem, I start playing with it on a yellow tablet.
Well, maybe you could read a couple.
Oh, well, I think I would like to read the one that I've just written that isn't in the book.
Okay.
But being Poet Laureate this year,
well, right.
I think it's important that we write a poem about life in Petersburg
mm-hmm.
and make that something new. So when Al Salmonson was here over Sons of Norway or Little Norway weekend, I felt kind of bad that I couldn't wear my bunad because I couldn't fit into it. And so while he was here, I was taking it apart, and this poem came out of that process. It's called Bunad, Bunad. Bunad, bunad, a most peculiar word. Until I came to Petersburg, it's one I hadn't heard. Here, lots of people wear them, especially in the spring. There's a style show to compare them, quite a Scandinavian thing. If your family came from Norway, every region has its own. It costs megabucks to go there where you can have one's own. There are special ones for Sweden, and don't forget the Finns. It's quite a complication with a lot of outs and ins. But you can be included if you know just how to sew. These are patterns made for Petersburg. You'll have to talk to Glow. If you like to do embroidery, it'll take a year or two, but some of us don't like that. We just stitch on trims that do. I made mine 30 years ago when I was fit and trim. This year I took it all apart 'cause I couldn't get me in. So if you live in Petersburg and a bunad is your dream, be sure that every stitch is sewn with a truly generous seam.
Nice, and that's one you just wrote.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we could give a couple, too, from the book as well. I was just thumbing through. Do you have favorites in there?
Oh, yes, I do. Here's a fun one called My Rhymes. While soaking in the bathtub or swimming in the pool, sometimes my rhymes just bubble up. I think it's pretty cool. And I did include the first poem I ever wrote.
Okay. Which was, when did you write that?
It was in the fifth grade. We were required to write a poem. And so this is the one I did, and I still remember it. We lived in Boardman, Ohio at the time. I was sitting in the bathtub when it came to me. There is a superstition, or so I have been told, that at the end of the rainbow there lies a pot of gold. That silly superstition is surely out of place, for when I got there to claim my share of gold, there was no trace.
Very good. Has your subject matter changed over the years? Or?
Yes, it has. It became quite serious in my early 50s. I'll read the one about the menopausal monster you can get an idea of that. There's a menopausal monster lurking deep inside of me. Sometimes he's small and seems quite tame and quiet as can be. But then, for unknown reasons that no one can explain, he'll swell and fill my every cell with anger and with pain. He rages uncontrollably, filling me with gloom. He clouds my vision, turns my world to darkness and to doom. He makes me say such awful things. He fills me with despair. I'm not the me I want to be when he's at large in there. And here's one I wrote for my students. It's called The Mashed Potato Rap.
Okay.
dig them up and wash them clean. Toss them in a pot. Boil them in salted water till they're soft and hot. Drain them in a strainer, then back into the pot. Now it's time to mash them up with all the strength we've got. Mash 'em, smash 'em, oh, what fun. We will eat them when they're done. Mash 'em, smash 'em, oh, what fun. We will eat them when they're done. Mashed potatoes, such a yummy treat. Mashed potatoes, they're so good to eat. Pour in warm milk, plop in butter, whip 'em till they're fluffy. Scoop 'em out and grab a fork and gobble till we're puffy.